Spot. Driving. No purchase necessary.
The following is a live show streaming from two radio show producers / sports fans. Ray Atkinson and Josh Hall have one mission: to gain your attention. This is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, Ray.
Aren't you going to ask me why my hoodie is inside out?
You kind of seem like you're trying to make a stance there.
Yes, I am doing the show in protest.
Why are you protesting?
I'm protesting for the sake of protesting.
Can you at least just tell me and the listeners why you're doing it?
I'm fighting the machine.
What, the laptop?
Yeah.
Why are you fighting the laptop?
Because it takes forever to save this thing.
You know, just take, you know, you need to learn to have patience with things. You can't just protest a machine. It doesn't work that way.
I've had this laptop for 8 years.
The only people that can rage against a machine is the band Rage Against the Machine. I don't even think they're around anymore.
Well, they kind of are.
Aren't they kind of like scattered all over the place?
They changed from Rage Against the Machine to Audioslave to Soundgarden to Rage Against the Machine.
Yeah, they are the only ones who come close to raging against a machine. But even then, at that point, raging against a inanimate object like a laptop. Well, I can't even say that anymore because you do have a lot of supercomputers that are smart.
Smart computers.
Yeah, you have that Johnny Depp movie out there now where he's actually a living computer.
That's fiction, Josh.
I know, but it looks so terrible. It looks terribly good.
Okay, kind of like a ludicrously tragic.
Ludicrously tragic. Yeah, don't be ludicrous, all right?
Don't be the rapper?
Well, I mean, you could be the rapper. I guess it worked out for him because he became an actor afterwards. Yeah, but I mean, don't be ludicrous. I think that's what the word is.
Ludicrous?
I think that's how...
Can that be put in the past tense?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, being put in the past tense by the NBA, as we've heard, is Donald Sterling by Commissioner Adam Silver. But unlike most outlets... You know, when this is recorded on a Tuesday, we're not going to do that first. Ha-ha!
Yeah.
See, we're raging against the machine, Josh.
We're raging against the machine, and we're going to put Baltimore sports first and foremost.
Because this is the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All on SFMSports.net, right?
And Ray Atkinson is full of chili from...
Midtown Barbecue
and Brew.
Woo!
Give them their love, Ray.
Yes, 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 yes. This week's episode of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, as is every week's episode of the Baltimore Sports Free-for-All, is brought to you by the folks at Midtown Barbecue, located on 15 East Center Street in the historic Mount Vernon area of Baltimore. Give them a call at 443-835-2472 or check them out at MidtownBBQandBrew.com. Big shout out to Nate and Tony who provided this week's catering, and that would be chili.
And cornbread.
And it's always cornbread.
Yeah, but I had mine first before you. So.
That's a cornbread muffin.
Yeah, but I was preparing my digestive system before the show, so.
Yes, the chili and cheese, and it is quite a deadly combination.
Yeah, so let's hope we don't have any smelly accidents in here because the studio isn't, you know... That wide enough.
Too much information, Josh. Yeah, too much information. Nobody needs to know that. Nobody needs to put that in their theater of the mind.
No theater of the mind necessary.
Okay, now for show teaser. Obviously, I said Donald Sterling, but we're putting that on the back burner. Okay, let's say, what have the Orioles been doing this past week? That's number one. The new NFL schedules have been released. We're going to go over each game and check out Ravens. This is going to lead to our question of the week, by the way, Josh.
Yeah, it will lead to our question of the week. Also, we have to criticize a certain fan base of the NBA, and no, we're not talking about the Los Angeles Clippers or anything like that, Donald Sterling related.
No.
We're going, let's say, 45 minutes down I-95. Let's just put it that way.
Yes, we're going to, would you even call that a fan base if they just popped up out of nowhere?
Kind of reminds me of a certain team in 2012 during October. I mean,
yeah.
Not that I complained at all, but at the same time, it's like, yeah, you're just coming up now. You didn't want to come up 5 years ago or 6 years ago or 7 years ago when a team stunk. But, of course, we will be getting into that as well as last but not least, the Donald Sterling story.
No, last but not least is our two-minute rants.
Right, but the big story before that, of course, will be Donald Sterling, which I think every sports outlet is talking about nowadays.
Well, of course they are. Well, nowadays. So you mean like in the late 2000 teens that we've been talking about it?
As far as April 29th, 2014 at what, 9 p.m.? Yes.
Okay, I got that much. But here's the thing about that is our two-minute rants are last. Donald Sterling was put in the middle. See, we did that on purpose.
Yeah, he's kind of going to be a part of our rant, but not part of our two-minute rant.
No. We got our own separate two-minute rants. Mine is basketball-related.
Same as mine.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Okay, but I want to talk a little bit, because you mentioned the certain Orioles fan base that popped up in 2012.
Well, wait, let's...
Side note, though, I want to say that if you mention Scott Erickson or Pat Hankin... Excuse me, I always put a T there for some odd reason. It's Pat Hankin.
And you get on me about Ubaldo Jimenez.
Yeah, well, guess what? Ubaldo Jimenez is current. Pat Hankin was in the 90s. But if you can mention Scott Erickson and Pat Hankin, you are not bandwagon.
Nope, that is absolutely true. And we were going over our question of the week, which, of course, the best response to that, whether it's on Facebook, Twitter, Google+, wherever you listen to this edition of our podcast, you will win a $25 gift card to Midtown Barbecue and Brew in the historic Mount Vernon area of Baltimore. What is our question of the week, Ray?
All right, so I teased that we're talking about the Ravens' schedule in 2014, but let's go with this. Biggest waste of time, NFL schedules being previewed in April or mock drafts?
And the hashtag keyword, the key hashtag, is mock schedule.
Mock schedule.
Just remember that. Hashtag mock schedule. So that way we know you listen to this very program, and we know that you're a honorable listener, and you will contend for our prize. So without further ado, let's get started here. Baltimore Orioles, right now, they're kind of like in middle ground.
Middle ground? They are the middle ground. Yeah. They're 12-12 and even 500. They are 3-3 since our last show.
Yeah, but they are still second in the American League East, which I know no one's lighting the world on fire there.
And you say second in the American League East. That matters now. Why?
Well, it's almost the end of April. So, hey, you survived the month of April. Great
job. So do the playoffs start at the end of April?
No, they don't.
Okay.
No, they don't.
They start near the end of September, early October?
Yeah, I know.
So that's a little ways off from now?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I know.
I got you.
Yeah. And by the way, how's your man crush, Bud Norris, doing now?
Well, he got a win.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. He's been kind of...
He's been pitching. I will give him this.
He's been pitching great. He got upgraded to number two. He's pitching behind Chris Tillman right now.
He bumped Ubaldo.
Yes, he did.
He bumped Ubaldo. Another guy who's been holding on to his job, Wei-Yan Chen, actually finally pitched a seven-inning game.
Seven innings. Go figure.
Yeah, seven innings. Hey, let's keep that up. Let's make that a trend. Stop killing your bullpen.
Yes. I like the sound of that.
Yep. Zach Britton, also tied in a team lead with wins, has a 3-0 record with a 1.17 earned run average, along with Chris Tillman, who has three, and along with Wei-Yan Chen, who has three. Do you think it's going to be soon before we see Britton in the rotation?
Yeah, see, I was just about to get to that, because not only does he have those accolades you just mentioned, but he is also now in the starting rotation conversation with Kevin Gausman.
With Kevin Gausman, with Johan Santana, I wonder how Steve Pierce is handling the issues right
now.
Not me.
God, they're talking about me.
Yep, he's down there with Gausman. He's down there with Johan, and he's wondering, hey, when you guys go up to Baltimore, could you put in a good word for me?
Yes, put in a good word, please.
Tell the guys that said hi, I missed them so much.
I want to go back to the majors.
Yep. A guy who we mentioned was...
Again, by the way.
Yeah. Another guy that we've mentioned in previous episodes whose job could be in jeopardy is Miguel Gonzalez. Miguel didn't really look that good on the Sunday loss against the Kansas City Royals.
That's putting it lightly.
Yeah, just got shellacked by a young Royals team. By the way, I will give Kansas City credit. They do have some of the best pitching I've seen so far this season.
And I can't think of the Kansas City Royals now without singing in the Kansas City Royals.
Royals.
Yeah, I know. Let's spare them.
Yeah, they'll get their – hopefully the Orioles get their revenge once they had the road series in Kansas City.
And hopefully the Orioles get a song about themselves. That's not Orioles magic. It's a Billboard Hot 100 song.
Yeah, but there is good news for the Baltimore Orioles so far. Gold Glover – Platinum Glover and
Platinum Glover, yes.
Platinum Glover.
I thought you were going to say Platinum Hankin there for a second.
One of the best young players in the game today, 21-year-old Manny Machado, returns at his rightful spot at third base.
Yes, and then maybe we could see Jonathan Scope at second base.
And maybe we'll see Hardy play.